Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Data Patterns (India) Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Monali Jain from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Aman. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Data Patterns (India) Limited earnings call to discuss the Q2 and H1 FY24 results. We have on the call Mr. S. Rangarajan, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Venkata Subramanian, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Rangarajan to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Monali. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you for joining us today for the Q2 and H1 FY24 results call. I hope you had a chance to go through the earnings presentation, which is available on both the stock exchanges and on our website. Before Venkata takes us through the financial results, I would like to give you a quick rundown on some of the important updates and key highlights for this quarter. I'm delighted to share that we've achieved another profitable quarter, demonstrating our steady growth. Our revenues have increased, contributing to our company's sustained growth trajectory. We have started participating in large-value tenders under the Make 1 and Make 2 categories with the Ministry of Defence. This strategic move is to increase our total addressable market and increase the future revenue. I'm also proud to announce that we've already invested 10 crores for our new product development in the field of radar, electronic warfare, and communication systems. Our order book during Q2 FY24 reached 1,000 crores, with an order inflow of 145 crores, which includes an export order of about 39 crores. Moving on to a brief financial overview, in Q2, our revenue from operations increased by 23% year-on-year to 108 crores. In H1, it grew by 27% year-on-year. Gross margins remained robust at 69% and 67% year-on-year in Q2 and H1, respectively. EBITDA exhibited a growth of 36% year-on-year in Q2. In H1, it grew by 34%. The defense sector is one of the essential sectors for the government. The government has recently given the green light for defense acquisitions amounting to 7,800 crores. This decision aims to enhance our armed forces' combat readiness. When coupled with the government's Make in India initiative, it opens the doors to significant prospects for us. These developments provide an ideal platform to seize opportunities, enabling us to develop and provide innovative products for the defense sector. Keeping the sectoral tailwinds in mind, we had raised 500 crores through QIP to develop products in radars, EW, communications, and satellites. These products, once developed, will provide sustainable growth and possible exports. At this point, I'll pass the floor to Venkata for his comments.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are delighted to report outstanding performance in Q2 and H1 FY24. Let me provide an overview of the financial results. In H1 FY24, the revenue from operations surged by 26% year-on-year and stood at 198 crore. The gross margin for H1 stood at 67%, supported by our strong revenue mix. EBITDA grew by 33.5% year-on-year to 69 crore, and EBITDA margin stood at 34.6%. Profit before tax stood at 81 crore, whereas profit after tax increased by 69% year-on-year to 60 crore. In Q2 FY24, the revenues exhibited year-on-year increase of 23%, reaching to 108 crore. We effectively maintained a robust gross margin at 69% in Q2. profit before tax stood at 46 crore and profit after tax witnessed an impressive 61% growth, reaching to 34 crores. We maintain a debt-free balance sheet reflecting our prudent financial management. As of September 30, 2023, we hold over 603 crore in cash and cash equivalents, signifying our strong financial stability and liquidity. Overall, we delivered a strong performance in Q2 and H1 24 and are confident of steady growth momentum for the year ahead. With this, we will now proceed to the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Ashish Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, first of all, if you can just help us understand a bit more on the nature of the orders which have been received for the quarter. Obviously, we have given the description in the presentation, but any more color in terms of the what is the underlying product, the delivery timelines, etc., will help.
We have an export order of nearly 39 crores, which will be delivered next year. And then some of the other orders is for avionics of 30 plus crores, which will get again delivered over the next 12 months. Some of the other orders, I think part of it will be delivered this year, part will be delivered next year. But all of them, whatever the orders we receive, they're all towards delivery of this year and the next financial year. Nature of the orders is very similar to what we've been doing. It falls on in avionics, some for LCA Mark 1A requirements, and some for EW, some for radars. And those are the areas where already we have been doing business, and that's what it is. We've also negotiated some contracts for over 70 odd crores, and those are also in the same areas of operation.
Right. So secondly, there are two particular programs, in the Dara Shakti and Arudra, where BL has already received these orders and we are in a preferred position for the underlying contracts and products for our scope. So how do you see the progress in these particular programs? Do you see them materializing for us by the end of this financial year?
It should. The inquiries have been received. We are addressing the inquiries. And as and when Bell decides to place the order, we expect that it should happen in the next few months.
Right. Lastly, in terms of working capital, so first half this year we have seen an improved performance. We've seen a positive cash generation. So you expect that this should continue, especially because second half tends to be good for payments and deliveries, etc. So would you expect a further improvement as we go ahead in the working capital levels beyond what we have seen in the first half?
As we've always been saying, the next 2 years you'll see a gradual reduction of net working capital. It will go up quarter to quarter, you'll see, or half year to half year, you'll see change, and working capital will come down as you go along, and it will be brought down as part of management initiative, and also because the mix of orders which we're having is changing. And because of which the working capital cycle will be coming down. It will be happening.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for this. I'll come back if I have more questions.
Thank you, Ashish.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipen Vakil from Inquire Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for my question and congratulations on a great quarter. So my first question is on the line of So our 2Q revenues were largely driven by DRDO and MODO. So how do we expect execution in the second half of FY24? It will be driven by which projects? Any new execution or any upcoming development?
See, for the second half, we have orders in hand. So we'll be executing the contracts. We have about 1,000 crores orders at hand. All of them have to be executed in this year, this financial year, and the next financial year. Most of it, at least, will be executed in the next 18 months. So automatically, second half, we'll execute some of the orders at hand. And some of the larger orders, which can be executed only next year, the work is already on. Development and production is started for all of those things, so that we will deliver the contracts in time. So that's how it is. Yes, our orders are largely DRDO and DPSU driven today, and maybe a few direct MOD orders also we have, which we'll be executing one of them this year. The other important thing is we also got some 60 odd crores of contracts, export contracts, which also will get, you know, I said 38 crores, 39 crores, this quarter we received one. We already have our export contract for the previous quarter. So these about 70 crores, I think. I don't know the exact number, but it will be around that. They'll get executed next year.
Thank you for that explanation. So my next question is on the lines of, so you mentioned about the export. So any update on, so where the export is coming from which geographies, and do we see any geopolitical situation impacting us in any way for any supply chain issues or any raw materials?
The present export orders from three geographies. One is from Europe, the second one is in UK, the third one from South Korea. We have orders from there. We continue to get business from UK. We're doing business with them for some few years now. We continue to get those contracts where we design and produce for them. We're also quoted to some other European, large European companies. As soon as that contract may also happen. Coming back to the second question is supply chain issues. At the present moment, we don't have supply chain issues because of the current war situation. But having been hit by supply chain issues during COVID, we're a bit quite aware that take this into cognizance, and we'll see whether we can stock components, where they're going to be the next 6 months, 9 months delivery. Maybe we should stock components. We're looking at all options. As of now, we don't have any supply chain issues.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, and last question is on, so last quarter we mentioned that the approvals for seeker programmers was expected in, say, in a couple of months. So what would be the status on that? You mentioned that it is there in user trials. So have we received any update on that?
We have participated in all the trial requirements with DRDO on this. We have completed our end work, and the systems have been actually handed over to them. They are now doing their work to take care of how, when the trials will happen. We will not be told of the trial till the last moment. So we do know that it is getting ready. Beyond that, I cannot share any details.
Sure, sir. So thank you so much, sir, and all the best for second half.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Request to you.
Good morning, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. My first question is on the new product development side. So basically, we are developing new products in radar, EW, communications, and satellite. So what different are we doing? Like these products, what are the new areas which existing product basket is not catering, but newer products will cater to? Because in existing product basket, we do have different kind of radars, like tracking radars, weather radars, and satellite side, we do have the satellite bus management services. So what is the exact difference are we going to create with these new products?
Very good question. See, all along, our history has been with DRDO, where we made parts of their systems, either radar, EW, or communications, whatever we do parts of it, subsystems, and the entire system is designed by DRDO. That we continue to work with DRDO, where we learn and build products for them. And then goes into, once field tested, we get products from DPSUs, like Bell or HAL, based on transfer technology from DRDO. But what has really happened now, the market has opened up, the MOD tenders are now addressable by people like us. Instead of only relying on foreign technologies to bring the technology inside and build products in India and address these MOD requirements, we decided we will build products here. So the essential difference is that while with DRDO we are doing parts of the systems, And when it comes to MOD, we have to do the full system ourselves. Yes, to enable this competency build-up over the last one decade or so, or even 1.5 decades, we have built our own radars in non-defense sectors, like wind profilers, with tracking radars, weather radars, and these kind of surveillance radars. All of them we have done. So that we build the competency matrix within the organization, we build end systems. We invest a lot of money and effort, not looking at profitability figures, but build these capabilities in-house. We believe these capabilities now is going to have a lot of impact on the future products which are going to generate or develop for the MOD sector. So in this, the difference essentially is that we build ground-up systems addressing MOD requirement, either we make one or make two, or is it going to be direct IDDM or by Indian, these kind of categories of MOD, as well as some of the other contracts is coming in emergency procurements, all of that. For all of these contracts, we need to have products with us to demonstrate and go through a trial. Unless we build the complete products, we are not going to be ready to address these markets. That is the idea we took QAB funds and then trying to invest and build the products. And the product category will be similar to what we've already been doing, because we require a lot of domain abilities to build such products. And ground-up domain and competency doesn't come overnight. So we will continue to build further capabilities in areas of radars. It can be various kinds of radars required by Air Force and Army or Navy, as well as similar to that in EW. The complete, till now we've done receivers, now we do jammers, we do entire systems. So we enhance the product category to build full systems. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Okay, that's nice to hear. Secondly, are we looking to cater only defense sector going forward, or with our research and design capabilities, we will go beyond the defense EMS and cater to the new age areas like component manufacturing for semiconductors or anything like that?
I don't think at the present moment we're looking at component manufacturing semiconductor industry. See, the market here, we are in a 400, 500, 600 crore kind of a revenue model. The requirements in India is so large in the defense sector, and all of them we've been relying on imports to address the market. So we have a competency model which is leaked down, domain developed, capability developed over the last 2.5-3 decades to build capability in this product. So our immediate management's immediate attention is to address this large opportunity which is opened up in India. Just now it's got opened up, and so I think we should use our capabilities to address the market right now and scale the company substantively. This is the first target which we have set for ourselves. The second is, this is because of the design abilities which we have done on all of electronics and a competency model built up. We also want to look at address markets outside India going along. This can be in defense, this can be in civil sector, where quality and reliability is of essence, and fairly high-end technology which will go to rugged requirements. Those are the areas where we are specialized. And we would like to address those opportunities outside India to see that there is a large portion of our business also starts coming from export. So this is also an idea. We will work towards the next 2 to 3 years' time to build the competency in the market, the marketing abilities, and position ourselves to address these opportunities.
Understood, sir. And sir, in Q2, 27% of total inflows was from export, and specifically highlighted in the presentation as well. So do we expect it to be in the same way for the incremental orders? And with geopolitical tensions across the globe, are you people witnessing any increase in demand from export over and above what we were expecting earlier?
Can you repeat the first part of the question? I'm not really understood your question.
I was saying, whatever incremental orders we got in Q2, 27% was from the export. So, going ahead, from whatever incremental order we will get in future, so the proportion of the export will remain same, or it will change?
So there is no proportion for export. We don't, these are all one-off orders. This is not a regular requirement. We quoted in some requirements, the orders are coming in. We are going to quote to such requirements as we go along. Like we have quoted DRDO, we will actually quote to some systems abroad. And once it is established, based on their contracts, we will get repeat contracts. This is what we would like to do. But I would not like to do a projection at this point, okay, because we do not know the projection from their side. So we do not know what to project here. The important thing is, you should engage the foreign OEMs with products from India, and we should seek such products. This will, I think, in the longer term, be very good for India and to data patterns. So this is the effect we are trying to do that. I would not like to project anything, but the intent is to do more as we go along.
Okay, and second part, due to any geopolitical tensions, are the people witnessing any increased demand from exports?
No, see, it depends. When they build a system, they don't change to supply chain so easily. It takes a long time to change supply chain because you go to qualifications and things like that. No? So they cannot immediately change supply chain. If you want to change something on the existing product and introduce new things, it will be at least be a 4-year cycle. So you have to start working with the supply chain, get the development initiatives done, place contracts, validate it, do systematic, and then, you know, once the trials are over, only they can, you know, place orders. So an overall kind of a change. So I don't think because of geopolitical issues, immediately change will happen. Even if it were to happen, it will happen over a period of time. This is what I expect from my understanding of how systems are built and delivered.
Okay, and sir, lastly on the Pinaka side, so final trials for Pinaka are completed successfully. Have we participated to be a supplier for these products, or are we expecting orders from it in upcoming 3 to 4 months? And going by that, what kind of order inflow do we expect in second half of this year?
No, we are not involved in the Pinaka system, so I can't answer. To come back to the previous question, there is a movement for our Western countries to look at India seriously, to try to look at it as a supply chain. So a lot of inquiries and interests have come, presentation, people have come visited us. So that interest is visible. So I think we should grab their interest, address some of the opportunities and scale the business. This is what we are trying to do. But on Pinaka, we are not involved in Pinaka.
Understood. And sir, in second half, what kind of order inflow do we expect?
So we maintain the guidance. We said 450 crores for this year order intake. So whatever is expected, we expect to address that. We got some 250 crores orders already in the last 2 quarters. I think we will expect the rest to come in the next 2 quarters. There's been a bit delay, but the contract should happen. As predicted, the contract should happen. And we will retain guidance which we given in the first initial calls.
Okay, that's it for my side. I joined the queue.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Naredi Investment. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and congrats on a good set of numbers. The first question, this enhanced EBITDA margin you attained in Q2 is sustainable.
Abhishek, sorry to interrupt you. Your voice is not very clear. Please
okay. Use the handset. Okay. Now, am I audible now?
Yeah, better now.
Okay. Good morning, sir, and congrats on good set of numbers. The first question, this enhanced EBITDA margin you attained in Q2 is sustainable in Q3 and Q4 FY24?
Okay, see, overall, I think our overall gross margin will be slightly better than last year's is what we said on our EBITDA. It's slightly better. So towards always a third or fourth quarter, the EBITDA goes up rather than going down. This is how it is because the revenue goes up and our operation cost is lower. So typically that's what happens. So I believe we should keep a sustainable EBITDA margins going ahead. And if you look at last year financials, we expect based on the order mix, it should probably be a bit better than last year's
margin. Okay. And second question, how many orders you have already bid and what is the success rate? And what will be the order book at the end of financial year FY24?
This we can't give you exact numbers. That is why we say on an overall level how much we can the order to expect this year, and we are in line with whatever we projected earlier. But exactly what value will be then is something which I don't want to guess today. Maybe towards the next quarter end or something we have a much more clear idea. Where we are, we can give you guidance, but it will be like I said, the order inflow will be 455 crores this year. Already we have something, the rest of the order should come. And based on guidance and whatever we deliver this year, the order book can be discussed maybe next quarter.
And so what is our success rate if we bid for 100 crore orders? So what we get from 100 crore orders?
This is again very dependent, you know. See, because there are some courts which goes on lowest court, which we may not win, but we participate. So we don't really consider those contracts as our contract, because there's also one of the guys who court there. But there are certain contracts which we want to have because it's our capability which we have built up. There we expect 100% contract, and that is how we build our business based on the capability. And based on competition and what we have, the extra, that is how we build. So we are more strategic in nature. We are not actually build a, though we do quote, because the tenders come, we quote. But we are more very strategically poised. So we are very, I can't really give you a percentage on lost sales and percentage, because mostly it will be on the L1 tenders, it comes on the quote. We don't consider them as a lost sale actually. So conversion, on where we want, our conversions are very high. Wherever we want to get the contracts.
Okay. And sir, lastly, EBITDA margin is higher in development contract compared to production. How much percentage is more than production?
Actually, this is a misnomer. This idea that development contracts have a better margin than production is not actually true. In our case, I think, it is largely will be similar to development or production, because we don't charge for development during development contracts. The development overhead is not really charged to customers. Because all of them, we try to take the lowest quote price, and we start development much ahead of the contract itself. So capability buildup happens over many years. And then we write off the development expenses, the revenue expenses, what we've been doing all along. So when a production contract comes, they consult, or they try to say what is the development contract, what contract price we have, and that is taken as a basis. So normally, there is no difference between development and production contract in our case. There may be variations and exceptions from there, but largely it should be remaining the same.
And lastly, in H1, we get 35% of total revenue and 65% in S2. This trend is continue going forward, because I am asking that in FY23, our revenue 453 crore and we maintain 25-30% revenue growth. So in FY24, we get around 550-560 crore revenue, and H1 we get 198 crore. So remaining we get 550 minus 198 to 352 crore revenue we achieve in next week.
See, we have given you overall guidance of 20-25% overall growth from last year to this year. We will try to address that and retain that growth. And we are also attempting to reduce the seasonality and try to increase, make it more quarter-to-quarter even. It's not been practical. We've done a fairly good job considering 2 years back. Almost everything will come the last quarter. We have now reduced the last quarter sales, and because of visibility of contracts with us, try to, deliver in quarter one, quarter two also. Yes, there is a last quarter bias will be there. Last quarter, the last half year, second half bias will be there. But then I'm trying to reduce the bias in the organization. We're trying to really see whether that can be brought down going ahead. So we have already given a revenue projection guidance. We try to stick to that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question. That is from the line of Mudit Kabra from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah. A bit of noise, but you're audible, yeah.
Is that better, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, any sense on the opportunities for data patterns from the Su-30 radar and any other electronics upgrades program which is expected? And any quantum or ballpark number on the opportunity size from here?
So these are all things is about to happen now. We would like to address them, participate in these programs. At the present moment, we can't really say which portion we will get a contract where we are going to be. We don't know now. So this is how it will happen. We understand this is happening. We are also interested in participating in it. I can't tell you anything more at the present moment.
Got it, sir. And secondly, are we seeing it or expecting in like any kind of slowdown on in tendering or approvals in the defense space prior to elections? Like, has it started to kick in, or are we expecting any kind of slowdown?
No, see, space we are operating, we are not seeing any difference. But what we hear sentiments is like you people say, we also have the same sentiments, but I have not felt it in our tendering. And we are not in very large value tickets, again, you know, 10,000 crore, 20,000 crore. These kind of tickets may get postponed. The smaller contracts probably tend to go ahead. So it's only a few more months, and we are quite busy doing what we have on orders on hand and addressing some of the opportunities you talked about just now. So let us see how it goes. But we can't take a position on this. We really do not know.
Got it, sir. Fair. Thank you so much and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipen Vakil from Inquiry Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up opportunity. So you mentioned that the competition with the opening up in competition and it's rising, it has. So I wanted to ask you, where does our edge lie in terms of products? So which product, which major product do we have which have less or no competition and which could possibly be the single vendor contracts for us?
Everywhere there is competition. India is a large country. And everybody, there's a lot of capability exists within India. Everybody will compete. So I cannot say which products will have no competition with single vendor. You have to look at case-to-case opportunities and see whether if you address all the opportunity ourselves, then we'll be better priced, then we'll give a better timeline to deliver to customer. And if the customer then decides, yes, yes, we need what we have, and maybe he decides on a single vendor opportunity, make a single vendor case, we'll be happy to address them. But ahead of time, we can't say which will be single vendor. It's very difficult, especially in a normal call, like open call like this.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the repeat opportunity. So my question is on the Dornier upgrade program. So there, we are in the fray or in a preferred position for certain systems on government and elite side, as well as the government also recently approved the upgradation of the avionics for the Dornier. So is there any role, that we are envisaging ourselves in the near future? If you can just give some color on how the upgrade program is progressing.
Yeah, we have some contracts on the Dornier upgrade program from DRDO. It is progressing well. We're doing some of the EW systems for Dornier with DRDO, and also a radar, surveillance radar we're designing for them. So these two are being developed and deliveries are happening as per scheduled requirements. So we will wait and watch once it is flight tested and contracts are placed by Navy to HAL. Back to back, these orders should come. These are fairly high-end systems are being designed with the DRDO. So we are quite excited of this opportunity. And we believe that this should fructify if all things going well, our side and DRDO side, to meet Navy requirements. I believe that this should be a good opportunity for data patterns. But only next 1 year, we will know. Once it is installed in flight and post-trials, we will get an idea size of business. And though we have an idea of size of business, when it will happen, we'll know only after a few more months. But yes, this is an exciting requirement, and there can be a lot of other, out of the product development done for these requirements, there can be other areas where such products can also be repositioned. So we are excited and we're working on these opportunities.
Yeah, so specifically on the avionics side, are we, do we have a product that we can offer, or are we in that fray for the avionic side of the upgrade program?
Yeah, the radar is one. The EW, the ESM, as we call electronic surveillance systems, the Comint and Valiant and Salient, all that we are involved fully. So those are two things areas. We've also developed a radio. I don't know whether that is going to get used or not. To be aware of that. So this is the in some portion of the what is called a ABSB, part of IFF. That also we are delivering some systems there. So a few packages like that we are designing, developing there, and delivering to them. So I think this is the essential upgrade will consist of such programs. This is the last part of the upgrade is what I understand. I don't know anything else which they are upgrading. We are not sure. This is all we are doing.
Got that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arvind from ValueQuest Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Excellent. Congratulations on a fantastic set of numbers, sir. And happy Diwali well in advance. A couple of questions. The first one was regarding the deployment of the QIP funding for the MOD orders and the build prototype building. There was some vision for satellite side orders as well. So some color on this, whether we are actively pursuing, whether there has been any interest in that.
Okay, see, we talked about four areas of utilizing QIP funds in development. First is in radars. Second is in EW systems. Third is in communication systems. And fourth is satellite. We have proceeded with the development, detailed design in few programs in radars as well as EW. And some work has also been initiated in the communication systems. This is work in process now. Detailed design, product development have been initiated. Budgets have been allocated. And we're going ahead with development. Satellite fundamental design has been done. Very broad level, but more work is needed. We're trying to build a team to build this. That's a bit slower than the other three areas. But yes, all four areas we are looking at. Initial work will come in the first three areas, and products will start appearing testing in the next 2 months' time. But the satellite will take a longer time. One, because the components for the satellite also takes a long time to get. And also, we have not actually started the full design of the satellite yet.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Garvit Goel from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the follow-up. I want to ask the what is the order pipeline currently for which we are in the bid process, and what is our success ratio for that bidding?
No, come again. I didn't understand your question.
I'm asking on the pipeline basically for which we are in currently in bidding process. And what is the expectation, like what is the success ratio do we expect from that bidding process?
Yeah, actually bidding happens weekly. You know, daily there is some tenders quoted. We don't try to take that into cognizance, say, until we're very sure some contracts will happen, it will be weekly position. We only project that to the market or internally to our board. So, we have given you a revenue projection on orders and this year expected contracts. We do have a pipeline based on so many contracts already we have developed with DRDO. We expect repeat contracts to happen. But the exact timing of the contract, we are not very sure, and the value also is not very predictable at the present moment. As when the tender inquiry comes to us, at that time we will be able to tell you what really is happening. But we do have a 1,000 to 2,000 crore kind of a revenue pipeline. This is all based on previously developed orders and executed orders, and the orders which we are actually developing now, and the programs which have been initiated both from MOD as well as in DRDO. Based on those kind of programs, estimated can be about 1,000 to 2,000 crores of pipeline for our products. But very granularity in this is at this present moment is very difficult to give, and timings.
Can't you give any color on like what kind of order inflow can we expect in FY25?
Probably towards the next quarter, we should be able to give you. Because let us do this quarter, and maybe some of the contract inquiries or tenders are supposed to happen. Since it has not happened, I do not know when it will be published and when will we get the order. And there have been, the last 6 months, we've been expecting something, but there has been some delay. So let us get some idea on the contract, and then we will be able to tell the market.
And lastly, on the Boeing India expansion plan. So just to understand a bit about the Avionics side, so can't we supply the Avionics to Boeing India?
No, we have not supplied anything.
Okay.
This is Boeing India expansion plan.
No, actually I was asking from that side because Boeing India has set a plan of 10,000 crore yearly target for increasing the sourcing from India. So that's why I was asking whether we are going to supply anyway to Boeing India going forward.
We would like to supply a lot to Boeing India, but at the present moment we don't have an indication exactly which one is being supplied. So if this is a long-term game, we will not be able to discuss that at the present moment. Yes, there is some interest in a lot of OEMs, foreign OEMs. We need to build that, make offers and all that, but this is a longer-term play.
Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Abhijit Singh from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
No, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the radar side. So we've talked about enhancing our capabilities in terms of radar systems, moving up the value chain, which would enable us to participate directly in the MOD tenders. So what are the exact radar capabilities that we are working on, and by when can we expect production orders for these complete radar systems coming into Data Patterns?
See, we've already done tracking radars, we've done surveillance radars, we've done weather radars.
Right.
We can do, so all of them we have a competency. We can do fire control radars. So fundamental competency exists in the company to build these radars. Of course, the size and scale, depending on the application, will change. And say which portion we can do, which we don't have, we need to address based on the specific opportunity. So we have a competency which is fairly wide. And in all this, we do ground-up design, all of electronics, software, mechanical, engineering, all of them we build in-house. So there is possibility. But when this will fructify into a contract, production contract, is at this present moment not very clear. What we are trying to do is use the funds raised to build again specific requirements in the market, and what we expect the requirements to happen, be a bit ahead of the market requirement, build these capabilities, because when the tender comes, we will not have time to demonstrate. So we need to do a whole lot of stuff much before this requirement comes for a trial. So this is what we're trying to do. Be ahead of the curve, build the products, and be ready for the demonstration requirements. And once that comes, then based on the process, tender processing, we only will know when the contracts will happen. But we are, of course, looking at the next 3-4 years. We should get production orders. At least aiming for maybe 3 years from now, 4 years from now. Some contracts should trickle in before that. So this is how we're trying to have a mix of products which will come and trickle in and give you a revenue potential over the next 5 to 7 years or 10 years. That is a kind of a long-term play which you're looking at.
Right. So I mean, so my question was more on the defense radars. So you're saying that the capabilities that we already have for, like, we've built the weather radars, the Doppler radar, so all those capabilities will come in handy when we try to make a product for defense application. Is that what you're saying?
No. What we're talking about capabilities, for example, search, surveillance and search radars is required for defense. Fire control required for defense. Some of the airborne systems have search and weather put together. The ground-based system which has weather requirements. And so we look at radars, we have a capability to do a mix of radars for defense. size of the radars and the application may vary depending on the platform. And, so that is where I'm saying. The basic competency is there. But if you have to demonstrate a 1,000 crore radar, I can't do that overnight. No, you understand what I'm saying. So we can't build a 500 crore radar and demonstrate. It may not be possible. The competency and elements may be with us. But, it's very risky to invest that and show up NCNC trial and find that you are not L1 data. So we need to look at what are the market size opportunity which can be addressed not just by competency, but also as a measure of risk and investment, whether it is worth taking the risk you need to address because it's public money. So this not competency. You know, we have a lot of competency. We have built a lot of capability. So we are being very prudent in what markets to address, where we have a success ratio, as we see, can be very high because of uniqueness built in, price model, cost model. So a lot of things happen in this. Capability exists. For example, recently, we went and did some, bought technology from ISRO. This is for synthetic aperture imaging radar. They've done a very small radar a few years back. So the technology is very old. We wanted to actually, we can build the electronics can be far superior present technology. But the star imaging was one thing we have not done till now. So we said, let us buy the knowledge base, change, put that into future radars which you want to design. Build the capability into our radars to see customer can their complete capability can be exhibited. So what we do is try to build all the gaps, knowledge gaps we have, build the domain which is necessary ahead of time. And this is what we've been doing all along, all these years. So this has to be a long-term kind of investment model. This is what we're doing. But to answer your question, all the military radars, we can do a fair amount of military radars from in-house capabilities. But the timeline to demonstrate may vary depending on the complexity or size of the radar.
Right, sir. Right. Understood. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Praveen Desai. As an individual investor, please go ahead. Praveen, your line is unmuted. Request you to please unmute yourself and proceed with the question.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and congratulations for good results. My question is that we have a huge amount in our kitty from IPO as well as FPI. So why we are very much slow in utilizing that amount which is lying in our kitty? So what is the reason behind it? Please.
Okay. There are two reasons why we took this money. One is to build the infrastructure. Second is build the products. Now, there are two ways to do this. Incrementally go to the market and take as we require. Or take, bidding on the projects we want to develop in the next 2 to 3 years and then take it. We have taken the second option. Raise money which can be invested in the next 2 to 3 years. Build the products because you can't go to market incrementally with small value. It's not possible. And it's not that we are not investing. Once the financial clearance is there and money is available with us, then only the programs can get kicked off. So all the programs we talked about during QAB, this is all separate groups have been identified, asked for the responsibility. Detailed design work has started. A number of products in each of the category, which is required by MOD, and there is an urgent need for those kind of products. Some have come out in tender, some yet to be tendered. The requirements are real, so addressing the requirements, we do this. And the third point, we need to also understand such products cannot be designed in 3 months and 5 months. And the money is spent is not going to be done in 3 to 5 months. It will be taken a year to 2 years before these kind of products can be developed and demonstrated. So there is a timeline for this, and we need to have the money and see that this timeline is arrived. And expenditure will happen over the period of the project or program. The other part is the infrastructure. Not only do we have to develop the products, we need to build the test equipment and the validation tools, and also necessary production infrastructure in terms of the order has to come. That also has to be done gradually. So the money has been taken to even create the infrastructure on which case the production happens. We will also have the infrastructure to support the production. So even, these kind of large infrastructure and test equipment is necessary. It cannot be done overnight. It takes enormous amount of time to create. It takes a couple of years to create infrastructure. So So this is what incrementally we started doing now. The plans are on to see how we build this capability in-house in India, and the products in India. We still now have not been done. Whatever we are trying to do is something the first time which India is going to do, at least in the, on the kind of specifications we are trying to bring, and complete competency in a single company doing all those products. It takes time, but we've kept the targets very high. We know that we can do these products. We have the competency model already established, but we have to get to go ahead doing it. We have raised money towards this. We will not be able to spend it overnight. It has to be spent very carefully over the next 2 years' time, and there is a cost audit, and there is a Deloitte is our statutory auditors now. We've had discussions on how the expenditure has been classified. A lot of things are happening in-house, but we're doing it the right way. I think we've done the right thing taking the money, and because the opportunities actually address only with orders, only with products. India buys, MOD buys, and asks you to show the product before you're even set down selected to commercial bid opening. So we need to have the products. Nobody has the products in India, so everybody relies on products from abroad, do a work share arrangement with foreign OEM, and then demonstrate the products with most of the things coming from abroad. They're trying to do something very different. You would require long-term investment model to do this, because the aim is going to be long term. And we believe by doing this and building technology in India, we are going to be that much more capable. Also, the bottom line is far better than we buy and integrate from others. And also gives us a competitive cost model to address the market here. So we have taken a slightly harder way of looking at things, build competency, build technology in India, compete with the foreigners, and address the market. This would require long-term money and long-term investment. This is what we've done.
Yeah, got it, sir. Thank you very much, and wish you all happy Diwali. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening in this conference call, Q3 conference call. What I would like to reiterate is, Data Patterns is investing substantially in building products, international world-class products we're designing and developing. This is to see that to address Indian markets and also future markets out of other than India, even export markets. But we need to have a start to build very, very, very high-end products for various kinds of critical applications in defense. And we've selected those applications and started the development work. I think in the next 1 to 2 years' time, you'll see a lot more progress going ahead. This is a long-term game, and we need to invest longer term, and it has to have deeper pockets to build big systems. I think we are on the path, right path. We are very confident or upbeat about what we're doing. I hope we are successful, but we're working on it to build a bigger company in the coming years. Thank you very much for the patience. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.